Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Merry Christmas from all of us here at WFA and to all of you. Hope it's been fun and merry Christmas Day for everyone, of course, and a Happy New Year. We'll throw that in as well. And again, Santa brought a lot of games today. Five NBA games. Number four is in play with Hollywood. You know about that. And again, from the three NBA games, and I'll just touch on it. And again, it is week 16, a number of interesting games, games that mean something in week 16, a number of teams. Again, of course, you know about with the Saints. At one point, it was 24-20 because nobody could stop anyone. And 10 seconds, it seemed, about a minute and a half, 2-3 minutes into the game, Kamara, who scored six touchdowns, had run for 40 yards and a touchdown. And then Dalvin Cook for Minnesota, he was running up a storm, and he scored to tie it at seven. And after that, it was pretty much the Saints. And it would have been worse than 52-33 had Breeze not thrown those two interceptions. And the two interceptions, first time again, as I mentioned earlier, since 2017. But when the NBA, the first of the five games, we all got to look on Zion Williamson, and he had a pretty good game in 38 minutes, 32 points and 14 boards. But the Heat, they were the winners here, and Duncan Robinson was seven threes and 23 points. And it was, of course, Miami winning this game 111-98. Mentioned that Spoelstra is now 8-0 on Christmas Day for only those keeping score at home. How bad is the mouthpiece? Well, the mouthpiece, he is about the only one that may be doing any kind of scoring for the Shimmies, the Golden State Warriors. They were blown out on, well, the Nets blew them out on Wednesday by 26 points. And today, they were blown out by Milwaukee in Milwaukee, 138-99. And Chris Middleton was the star of the show. He had 31 points in only 26 minutes. The Greek continues to struggle. And, of course, you know on Wednesday when Boston beat Milwaukee by 122-121, it was the Greek missing the game-tying free throw with 0.4 seconds to go in the basketball game. And he wasn't much better today, although Milwaukee had such an easy time as well. Everybody in the NBA with the Golden State Warriors, the Greek was 4-for-14. From the floor, 0-for-3 from three-point territory, and he missed eight free throws. So he is struggling, and of course he just signed that $228 million contract. But Chris Middleton was a star for the Bucks. And it's interesting to note that against the Nets on Wednesday, Wiggins and Oubre, they were 7-for-30 from the floor. Today, they were 7-for-28, and Oubre was 1-for-10 from the floor. So it's going to be a struggle for them. So Miami won that game over the Pelicans. That was 111-98. And then again, the Bucks over the mouthpiece and the Shimmies, 138-99. And then, of course, it was with the Nets. And it was Boston by three at halftime. But in that third quarter, all of a sudden, in transition, you were watching the ball movement you didn't see in the first half. They were playing, the Nets were close to the vest in the first half. Again, in the first quarter, I mean, just 9 points between both Durant and Irving. And then in the second quarter, and again, it was fairly close at halftime, still anyone's game. But of the 17 points that Irving had at halftime, he scored 14 of those 17 in the second quarter to keep it close, as the Celtics were a little bit more with the fast break. In fact, with the fast break baskets in the first half, only three. So the Nets, for the Nets, only three. And so they were not running. They were not getting out in transition. They were not spacing. You didn't see any ball movement at all in the first half. But in that third quarter, in transition, it was all with the Brooklyn Nets. They are going to be heard from all year long. I mean, Boston is a very, very good basketball team, very good defensively, too. And whether it is Brown, whether it is anybody on that team, Jaylen Brown is a good defender. Marcus Smart is an excellent defender, and they will keep teams at bay. But in that third quarter, those two and the rest of the Celtics on the floor could not stop anyone. Well, let me put it to you this way. They couldn't stop Durant, who went off for 16-17 of his 29 points in that third quarter. And there was a stat that they were showing that nobody has hit on more threes on Christmas Day than Kevin Durant. That is going to include mostly with the mouthpiece and the shimmies, but you also remember, of course, with Oklahoma City. And so the Nets, the fourth quarter again was garbage time, as it was on Wednesday. And everybody is getting into it. I mean, if you're Steve Nash, all you have to do is fill out the lineup card and make sure that you let Irving know that you agree with him that the world is flat. And I mentioned this to Ian Eagle when we had him on yesterday, that maybe we are misunderstanding Kyrie Irving, because his world is playing basketball. And he's at home. His world is on the basketball floor. So maybe he considers his world to be flat because the basketball floor is that. Now, am I going out on the limb? I think I am. But that is to give him the benefit of the doubt. But whatever he says, if the world is flat, everybody who happens to be a Nets fan, including Evan Roberts, they will go right along with the world is flat as long as Irving continues to do what he has done so far on the floor. He could have scored what the New Orleans Saints scored today. He could have scored 53. And if Durant and Irving had decided to really put out, some game in the first half, both of them might have had 53 by the time it's all over. You cannot, Durant can not only create his own shot, and again, when you are contesting or challenging him, he's still one-on-one is going to beat anybody that is on him defensively. That's all there is to it. And with Irving, as you all know, and he gets back at Boston and the cardboard cutouts that they had at in Boston, you know, he left on terrible terms, alienating teammates and fans and media, and they just couldn't get him out of town fast enough. So he gets back into Boston and really makes a difference in the game with 20 of his 37 in the second half. So those two, I mean, that was it for double figures. Again, LeVert did have double figures with his 10 coming off the bench. And as long as this team makes what adjustments it needs to make, and that has to do with LeVert, it has to do with Dinwiddie, it has to do with Harris, it has to do with Allen, as long as they are going to accept the roles that they now have and that is going to mean less minutes. It's going to mean less opportunities for putting up the big points. If they buy into, and so far after two games, we haven't heard a peep from anyone, but it is a 72-game season, and you never want to see Nash over here and the players over there holding a players-only meeting, complaining about their minutes or complaining about, you know, the fact that they're second bananas now to these two. If they buy in to all together we're one and all together to win a title, if everybody accepts what adjustments and role that they are going to be playing this season, then it'll be quite a entertaining season and quite a winning season for the Brooklyn Nets. And again, no ill effects, no anything. I mean, you would not know that Irving, you know, was missing all of last year out of playing, 20 games and 18 months off for Durant. Both of them look to be exactly what they were before the injuries that both of them had. So that's it with the NBA. And again, we'll take a little bit of a break. And know from the 1-877-337-6666. And I'll say this, yeah, for all the Christmas Eves that I've done, and for all the, and I was mentioning this to the terrific producer that I'm lucky to have on this Christmas evening, Pat Boyle. I was mentioning to him, you know, of all the Christmas Eves, and we got a little bit more calls than I thought we would last night, so that was good. And the interview that we did with Ian Eagle was a lot of fun.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!